There's no written history of opera in Utah, but Walter B. Rudolph says when searching for references about what is considered an elitist art form by many, opera in the Beehive State has an interesting history.
The first opera was in 1869. Well, what else was happening in 1869? There's a correlation between the presence of the railroad, which brought opera companies to Salt Lake. But it wasn't long after that that they started producing their own.
Rudolph developed the classical music format at the Utah music station Classical 89 KBYU FM. A musicologist, he has produced radio documentaries on opera and lectures on opera across America and in Sweden, most recently presenting the USU Year of the Arts Arrington Lecture.
Arrington had a fond love, so fond that he was known to sing himself at some of the parties he had while he was church historian.
Through education and exposure, Rudolph believes the future of opera in America is sound.
I think that opera can be performed much less expensively. Let it stand on its own. The thing that really separates opera from the rest of the theater works is the singing. And when there is good singing, and certainly there's a lot of good singers out there today, they can really reflect what opera has to offer if we train ourselves a bit as well.
Rudolph says in Utah, the list of visiting operatic artists is extraordinary, largely in part because of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, which became the first of several venues to host recitals and concerts with the world's leading opera singers. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.